Now, we have had a lot of contestants from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on this show over the last couple of weeks, but the one I've been looking forward to talking to the most is the one and only Justin, and he joins us now. Morning, Justin.
Good morning.
Why do you want to speak to Justin so much? Is it something to do with his looks or is it something to do with his personality? Come on, shallow Eleanor, tell us why.
You're very good looking, Justin. Anyone ever told you that before?
Oh, not really. Not really.
Lies. No. Lies,
yeah,
you big old
model. I mean, thank you. What can I say? Thank you.
Can I get a tip off you as a model, Justin? How do you keep that jawline so strong? Is it just in your DNA or is it something that you work on?
He chews heaps of carrots.
Oh, right.
Works it out.
You know what? My dad's a carpenter by trade, and one thing I learned is I just have to get out a chisel and just, you know, start chiseling away. Right, that's usually how it is. You know, you see me on the trials. I'm a pretty hard worker, so I'm definitely not afraid of trying to get any marks. So I thought I'd chisel myself into perfection.
Well, speaking of the trials, how's taking the world record for most ever trials been nominated for? How did you cope in there, mate?
Oh, I felt like a rock star. I was so nervous going to each and every trial for the first week. I did four in the first week out of the five. And, I was paranoid.
Why do you think you were targeted so much?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question. I don't know. I think people loved to see me suffer, or they just really loved my motivation and my drive to try and, you know, bring home the food for the family, you know, the campers.
You're too good-looking, though, Justin.
Yeah, and as
a fellow
hot guy, Justin, I feel your pain, man. Like, everyone just wants to pick on us all the time. It's not fair, is it?
No, it's really hard. No, we live a difficult life.
We do. People don't get it.
Finally, someone who understands where I'm coming from.
Yes.
God, I feel like I should just leave the two of you to it just to have this little bounce by yourself.
I mean, as a former model myself, I can relate. You know what I'm saying?
I usually have a mirror, but not in this case.
No. Oh, yeah. How did you deal without a mirror or anything while you're in there?
It was really, really hard. I mean, I had to keep asking everyone, how do I look every single day? And I think that's what drove them all mental a little bit.
How many times a day in real life would you look at yourself in the mirror, do you reckon?
I probably look at myself. It depends. If I'm doing a photo shoot, it could be a few times. You know, I do want to look good if I'm going to be selling something.
Yeah, true.
So you could probably throw in an easy 10.
That's not bad.
I do the same thing,
Justin. No, it's just Ellie just doesn't look in the mirror at all. And I don't understand why. She's a pretty girl as well, Justin.
I don't need to. I know how great I look.
Oh, well, you're very confident then. I'm a little bit insecure still, maybe.
You and I both, Justin. Hey, can I ask you about Angie? You guys, I feel like you had a love-hate relationship. One minute you're about to make out. The next second, yeah, you guys are, you're butting heads over whatever the issue is. Are you going to catch up with her when you get out of the jungle or when she gets out?
Oh, we've already set dates. We're all like to go. I mean, what did I have? I think I had one tiff with her. I think it was on one night when I got a title in one of the little challenges within the camp, and it was on the human wheel of emotion, and I was a little bit upset with that. I was like, that's the title I've gotten out of everything I've done in here. And Angie kind of dismissed me a little bit, and I acted a bit diva-like and sooky. But we're cool. We're sweet. We're all planning to catch up and go camping, her, Evie, myself, and Richard.
Oh,
we've got our little party going on and everything.
That is a camping trip I would love to be on. Does it frustrate you? And it was spoken about a lot in the jungle, so we've got to touch on it, Justin, how much your sexuality is brought up.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think my sexuality is brought up at all. I think I actually brought it up at one stage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, when you spoke to Richard about it.
But I brought it up, yeah. I think I just brought it up. It was over kind of a discussion. It's so funny because I actually don't even know what's been aired and what's been said and what hasn't been said, really.
Right, okay.
I'm finding out myself as we go. But I recall talking to Richard about something to do with perhaps a family member and how I was a little bit taken back by a comment by my grandma. But, I mean, I don't really care what anyone thinks about me, to be honest with you. There's nothing wrong with being gay, straight, bi, or however you want to be perceived. As long as you have a beautiful heart and you love and support, you know, the person that you love, I don't think it needs to be questioned.
See, Justin, that's why we love you, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've loved seeing you in the jungle. You've been very entertaining for us. And now that you're free, enjoy yourself. Enjoy being back to reality.
Someone else is going to have to do a trial now.
Yeah, exactly. Give the other guys a chance.
I know. Best of luck to them. Jeez, I hope they don't bring home, like, no stars. I'll be very disappointed.
Yeah.
Hey, just quickly before you go, who's going to win?
Oh, you know what? I could go two ways here. I could say Angie or Richard. Definitely. I'm voting for Richard probably a little bit more, though, because he's been my life coach in there.
Beautiful. Well, we're looking forward to seeing how it plays out. I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. The finale week, it continues tonight at 7:30 on the Win Network. Thanks so much for joining us, Justin.
Thank you guys so much.